Carlos, Ruben.
Hey, Ruben. It's James.
Hello, Ruben. Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. Did you try calling me and I missed your call or?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I just had a quick comment. So I was looking through your file, and I know you've got a lot of working capital loans. So we're trying to make sure we get the best program now, just not now, but also in the future. But the one thing I want to go over is this: have you been offered terms? Have you actually been sent documents or no?
No.
Okay. So one thing I just want to tell you about, and it's probably something you haven't seen, but give you a heads up. So there's not only the pricing and the deal which you can get right now, but there's something pretty common in our industry called a COJ. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay. So it's actually, in my opinion, it's pretty nasty. So on a lot of what are viewed as high-risk loan documents, a lender will actually ask a client to sign a COJ. And a COJ, it stands for Confession of Judgment. It's a notarized legal document that basically says you are confessing to a default on your loan. And the reason lenders ask for this on these high-risk files is because it helps them circumvent the legal process. In case they have to default, they don't have to basically go to court and collection, have a collection filed. They already win their collection by default. And more importantly, I just want to stress that we will not offer, we will rarely offer that. I am steering our programs to not offer you something like that. I just want you to be aware that it's not just about the rate. We really kind of try to stay away from that, except in very rare situations, because without being too blunt, it's a kind of nasty document to ask someone to sign. It's pretty gross. So, we don't want to. I mean, there are companies that do it, and we have had loans that we've had to do it because of the risk factors. But I just want to stress that besides the rate, we're not going to present you a COJ. A lot of customers that we deal with, I'm sure you understand why people have it. They basically want someone to have a reason to pick up the phone. The idea is, hey, look, as long as you pay the loan back, what do you have to worry about? But I just want to stress that I don't think we're going to go down that path. We're just going to give you a traditional loan and not include those kind of documentation.
Okay, great. That's good news then, right?
I don't feel, to be honest, it makes me icky to offer it. I've done it on 3 of my customers, and personally on my side, every customer that I've worked with, I've kind of begged them not to sign it. Because it's just something where it's like, dude, if you've got to sign this to get a loan, it's maybe better to wait. I can tell you, someone can tell you into the blue in the face not to worry, but you're notarizing a document that's pretty crystal clear.
Okay. So there's never any mention of that previously. So it never came up.
Here's the thing. I'm not the kind of person. I had another customer. I got a vendor that sent me a transaction today, an equipment dealer that I worked with 9 years. This customer said they're working with someone else, and I told them the truth. I said, look, whoever you're working with, it's none of my business. I don't ask people who they're working with. I don't think, unless I know the company and know they're good or bad, but I'm not going to ask you who you're working with. I just know that these COJs have become very, very common in our industry, and we do want to tell customers that we rarely, rarely ask for it. That's kind of a benefit of working with us, just as an FYI.
Okay.
They're usually not mentioned. They're usually just sent with funding documents. So that's what I wanted to touch base on you with. So you'll have some answers tomorrow. I'm going to see what I can do on both terms, and then hopefully we're able to win your business and figure out a solution here.
Okay, great. Thanks, Ruben. I'll look forward to hearing from you in the morning.
You got it, brother. Thanks a ton for your time and patience. Bye-bye.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.